Hi, is it Samuel?
Hello?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Hi,
Ah, perfect.
good to speak with you.
Yeah, you as well. How
I
was
had a
your family?
little bit of a family emergency. I had to step out of the office late afternoon, so I wasn't able to call you guys. How's everything going this morning?
Great, thank God, got up early and just getting the day started,
Nice. Yeah, wonderful. So I know that you and I had kind of talked about a lot of things, and then you're gonna speak with your partners. Do any of you have questions for me?
No. Let's I guess let's just get going, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the next step would be to find a time where at least one of you would be available for what we call a client interview. And it is exactly like it sounds. Our technician will talk to you about your company, your services, where you want to be found for those services, mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, what's unique about your business. Helps us to build out the website and create all the content necessary, to have you on that first page. The call takes about 30, 35 minutes. We schedule by the hour, but you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I am required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we are reducing both the cost of the program itself, as well as the one-time setup fee, that we're including the website for you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. Are your partners with you now?
No, they're not.
Okay, so it would be you answering these questions, and like I said, it's pretty straightforward. And then, do you know what time you'd want to have your client interview? Would that be with you, or would your partners be present?
Yeah.
Really just some basic questions.
Yeah, I would definitely want my partner there with me.
Okay.
Let me see. The only thing is today is not possible.
That's okay.
Thursday. It would have to definitely be in the afternoon. Like
Okay.
the last one was like
So
six, right?
the last one is 6, yeah. So we could do 6 o'clock, if not today, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. There are 6 o'clock slots available for all of those days.
All right, could we shoot for Thursday?
Thursday. Okay, so we're going to do Thursday at 6. That means on Thursday at 5 o'clock, you would get a reminder email. Our emails go out an hour prior to the scheduled call. I'll send you at the end of this call a calendar invite. That invite would just be for your records. You wouldn't have to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. It will have your username that you'll be using for your tracking system, then your name, and then your phone number. So I do have the voice verification pulled up, and like I said, feel free to stop me if you have a question. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to one more thing here. I just have to make sure I've got a little bit of information. Samuel, your first name is Samuel, right? That's my middle name, Samuel.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's funny.
Yeah. And then what is your last name?
Chinchilla.
You said
Like the
Chinchilla?
yeah, like the
Okay. So that's Chinchilla, right?
Yeah, Chilla.
Perfect. And then, I think I asked you before. I do have an address of 1780 Grand Avenue, but the business is actually service-based, right? Meaning that customers do not come to you. You only really go out to them, and that's not an address you would want the public to know about. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Is that your residence?
No, it's not a residence. Or our residence.
Is it associated with your business at all?
Yeah, we put that address, but
Okay.
no, yeah, it's not where we, or at least where I live.
So customers don't go there. Is it an address that you or your partners can receive mail at?
No.
No. Okay. So that might not be the, I mean, Google doesn't want to list the street address for you if customers don't come to you. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. The MSN sewer and drain, A-N-D spelled out, at gmail.com, that's a good email for your business?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So the email will be for a couple of different things. One, for the website, where people can put in their personal information, the contact form. When they do that, you get a text as well as an email. The phone number on the website, is that going to be the 516-853-1368?
No, no. So I want to erase that number from everything. That's my personal.
That is your personal number. So this is a good number for us to reach you. We've got it then as a contact number for you, but what is the number, the business number that you want on the website?
It's 516-369-3318.
If I have 516-369-3318, that's going to be the business number. And when people fill out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. And then the business itself, I have it as MSN Sewer and Drain with the LLC. The and in that case is the ampersand, the symbol for the and. And did you want it to be part of the branding of the business name?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I do have that.
I think in New York you kind of have to have the word LLC in your business.
Got it. Okay. And I think it makes for a more professional appearance. I also do like the ampersand, the symbol, instead of the word A-N-D spelled out. I think it grabs the eyes and the attention of more people. So that's how we've got that. And then the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. And Samuel, it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Yeah, it's MSN Sewer and Drain with, I think you said, amber symbol.
Mm-hmm.
The LLC.
Gotcha. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Chinchilla, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Samuel Chinchilla, and I am one of the three partners.
Okay. And as one of the partners or owners of MSN Sewer and Drain LLC, Samuel, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And then, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Samuel, are you an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Mr. Chinchilla, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. To put it another way, it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that particular reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Samuel, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you guys will do quite well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Samuel, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, for all the content that we create for your business, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Samuel, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the subscription as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service and with that website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 14th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month at the further reduced amount of just $299. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. Samuel, that custom website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. As I've mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will and no contract. Of course, that does mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary. You could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Samuel, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Chinchilla, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Samuel, for that initial investment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? Visa. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
My name is on the card with the business name.
Any middle initial?
No.
No, okay. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4246. Mm-hmm. 3154.
Okay.
2134.
Yes, sir.
3987.
And then the expiration month and year?
0929.
09 of 2029, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
621.
621. I've got 621, 621 on the back. I've got 09 or September of 2029 for the expiration date. And then, Samuel, was the card itself 42, 46, 31, 54, 21, 34, 39, 87?
Sounds right.
Okay. And then what is the billing address of that card?
I believe it is 11550. I'm not mistaken. Okay. Unless it's, I have one or the other. It's either 11550 or 11520.
Okay, we'll try with the 11550. And then what is the street address?
21 Robinwood Avenue, Hempstead, New York.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I have a pen.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And you can reach client support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or perhaps the next business day if they receive that email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Samuel, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I do want to walk you through just a couple of things there. That payment did process with the 11550 zip code, by the way. So we do have your follow-up call scheduled for Thursday at 6 o'clock. Like I said, you'll receive a reminder email at 5 o'clock. In a minute here, I'm going to send you the calendar invite. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open. Basically, if I'm not getting an inbound call or if I'm not on a call that started long before and I'm still on it, I should be able to say a quick hello to you on Thursday at 6. One other thing I did want to do here is just to add an additional layer of protection, another little bit of security here on the account, just a simple question and answer, meaning if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with MSN Sewer and Drain, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask for the answer to the security question. If your partners want to call us, we can speak with them as long as they know the answer to the security question. And especially important, if anyone calls you like a week or two from now, someone who's not a potential customer, if they claim to be Google, even if they say they're Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Samuel Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they don't know that information, it wouldn't be us. And decline that conversation. Don't speak with them. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, certainly don't entertain that phone call. They wouldn't even know that information because it would not be us for sure. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly states that moving forward, it only bills on the 14th and only for $2.99, and again, it would never be a penny more than that. Now, Samuel, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
This city.
City. And then what is the answer?
It's Hempstead.
Hempstead. Okay. I have to type it in twice. But you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you before?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just see refresh my system. So it looks like you've gotten everything. Your welcome email does have your client login information. Your tracking system won't be up and active maybe until the end of the week. We do usually do your client interview first for us to create the content that would be tracked, but you would receive by text and email confirmation that your tracking system is active. It may be active before then. You can always try to log in. You would maybe just get an error message saying we're still trying to set everything up. Your username is the phone number that we are speaking on. So easy for you
to remember. I logged in just now.
You did.
It says mobile phone. I guess it asked me to type it again. Do I type the business phone number or my personal?
Let me open it up and see what it's tracking here. So it is going to be your contact information. It's got the 516-853-1368. That's the number, unless you want me to change it. It pulls from the contact information, not for the business information.
Okay, so my personal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. So I'll confirm the signature.
And as long as you've clicked the two boxes, you should be able to click that confirm signature. It may need you, if you're on your smartphone, to turn it sideways for it to pop up high enough for you to actually click on it.
Yeah, I got it. Now it says, oops, looks like your subscription is not active.
Yeah, gotcha. So everything is set up and squared away. You don't have to worry about that. The reason you're seeing it is our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to set it up. We usually do the client interview first, and then we activate the tracking system because that client interview obviously is there to help us create the content that gets tracked. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I'm sending you now that calendar invite. Again, it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. In this case, your username is your personal phone number. If you want us to, let us know, and we can change it to the business number. But it's made to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You cannot change your username. You can change your password, though. At this point, your password is SEM or SEM video.
Mm-hmm. When it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Good one. Yeah.
It says kindly help us with the pictures of the details mentioned below. Is this like a mandatory, or how does that work?
I was just about to get to that one. So Google has already made it quite challenging, even more challenging than it ever was. Maybe not challenging, but comprehensive. And that does mean difficult a lot of times, especially when business owners try to verify their own companies. But it is all meant to make sure that the businesses on the first page are real, actual companies that would answer the phone when called and provide those services, legitimate companies. It does not have to be everything on there. It doesn't have to be a comprehensive list, but it is designed to help us kind of, reassure Google and satisfy Google that you are a real company. So anything on there helps us. If it's photos of tools or equipment, photos of the work vehicle, a business card, if you've got one for the workplace, obviously it's not like a physical workplace since you only go to the customer where the work vehicle is parked when it's not being used for work. That's usually fine for that one. You don't have to be licensed or insured to be on that first page, but if you do have that information, it certainly does help us, like I said, to expedite the process of getting you PIN verified. Anything that you can send would definitely help. It does not have to be everything on that list. You can access that through your client dashboard.
Okay, so I send the pictures on the client dashboard, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you have any questions, our technician can walk you through that when we give you that follow-up call at 6 o'clock on Thursday. I do hope, again, like I said, that I will be available in between phone calls. I'm sending you that calendar invite now. And, again, that's just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, and it's totally fine if you do. You are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website up and running, getting it out there in front of more people, and getting you more phone calls and jobs, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
This it says on this page, please note that it can take up to 45 to 60 days to begin seeing results.
So, you know, that is very worst case scenario in the most densely populated areas for the most competitive industries. It may take 30 to 45 days for optimum placement, meaning that by that time you're solidified on the first page on in the top spots for all of the different services that you provide. Now, obviously, our job is to make sure that you're getting phone calls in that first month so that we can earn your business 1 month at a time. We do get started right away. It takes about maybe 5 to 7 business days for us to build out your website. So it's very quick. From that point on, it is always up and active and online. Even if we're making changes to your website, keep in mind the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is included at no additional cost. You will also have access, and your partners too, to the website editor tool. It's one of the things that you can access through your client dashboard. If you're one of those business owners who wants to add a photo here or put in a senior discount, military holiday special, 10% off a specific service, that type of thing. Whether we're making changes to your website or whether you are, there's no additional cost for that. And like I said, your website will always be up and active even if changes are being made to it. We do, well, we're supposed to say 7 to 10 business days for the Facebook page or for the Facebook ads, but in my experience, it's almost 7 days or less. So everything does happen quite quickly. Like I said, it really is designed to get your phone ringing. And of course, we are excited to get that process started.
Okay, great. And as for the Google listing, right, you said it would be on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I asked you this before, but how long would that really last?
Oh, so, I mean, as long as you're a client of ours, you're going to be on that first page. As long as we're updating and actively optimizing your business listing, you will be on that first page for the keywords related to your services. If you stop using the service, or let's say you put it on hold for several months, it wouldn't happen immediately. But if it's going to be on like a seasonal hold for maybe 3 or more months, then you would start to slowly see your listing trickle off the first page, kind of one spot at a time. It doesn't happen overnight. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill, you can obviously stop pedaling. You'd probably even pick up speed for a bit, but then eventually without us updating and optimizing things, you would slowly fall off the first page. But that's if it's on pause and no action is done for, you know, like 3 or 4 months. But as long as you're an active client, as long as we're making those regular and consistent updates, you'll always be on that first page.
Now, my question, right, as well, to follow up, aren't there other businesses, right, that offer the same, let's say, Google first page listing, all that?
So we are one of 8 Google Premier Channel partners in the country. There's, I think at this point, 41 worldwide. Now, any of those 8 you'd be safe with, right? So you will never be the only company that appears on that first page when someone does a keyword search, but as a Google Channel partner, one of the requirements that we have to adhere to is that we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. So we cannot knowingly work with any of your competitors. It does us no good. Of course, it is a month-to-month service. We want to make sure that our clients get the maximum return on investment. As long as you're a happy, satisfied client, you're more likely to keep the service. Now, of course, as a Google partner, our entire service area encompasses all of the United States and Canada and every single industry under the sun. So it doesn't make sense for us to put our clients in competition with each other anyway. But yeah, I mean, anybody on that first page is being professionally optimized, most likely by one of the other Google Premier Channel partners.
Okay, yeah, I never would have, guessed, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. I mean, obviously, I've been with the company myself. Actually, April 17th will be my 12th year anniversary. That's a long time, and it's coming up quick. I mean, I've been saying for a long time, over 11 years, and then I started thinking, well, that's over 11 and a half years, and now it's just a couple of months away from 12 years, so kind of time flies.
You said April 17th?
April 17th of 2013 is when I started with this company. We've been in business since 2004. I've seen a lot of changes in this industry. When I first started, we could on the phone with a client make changes and see it change the placement right away. it's a little bit more complicated than that now. In fact, I mean, obviously, with the increased public use of the internet, most business owners understand the importance of having an online presence. Google has almost, well, it's actually a little bit more than 200 different ranking criteria. Some of it is stuff that we could never change, you know, your distance from the person doing that search, your distance from what Google calls the centroid of town or the density of your competition. I mean, these are all minor things. Really, what makes the big difference is the online content, having destinations and directories that, like a website, talk about your company, your services, your service area, kind of reassure Google that you will provide those services when called. So, you know, obviously we always get our updates and our training directly from Google, and when Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm, if they want us to add additional directories or take down certain directories, they do let us know that ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content to keep ahead of your competitors. That's the name of the game, being in the exact spot at the exact moment that someone in your service area is looking for someone who does what you do. You'll be there. You'll have the Facebook ads as well, which is a great way to get your business and your website that will build out there in front of more eyes, all of it designed to get your phone ringing and keep you with that steady stream of jobs coming your way.
Wow. Okay. Perfect. So just to reiterate one last time, as long as we stay with this, call it a subscription, right? For lack of a better term.
Yeah, that's fine. I like that term.
Let's say we stay. Does that, you said it guarantees that we will stay on the first page?
So as long as you are an active client of ours, it is our job to make sure that you are on that first page. I mean, to put it another way, the actual price that is on our website for the Platinum package is $599 a month, with a $299 setup fee. If you add that together, that's $898. It is that way for a good reason. That's about what we spend in that first month to get everything set up and started, maybe even a little bit more, because that Platinum package typically comes with a landing page, which is like a one-page website. I was able to upgrade that to the My Site, or the custom website that is included with some of the other packages. So we are certainly not breaking even even in that first month, even with that $398 total with the $99 setup fee. Mm-hmm. We have to earn your business for a few months, and $100 of Facebook ads every month, that's the original $100 that was included at the $599 price, still included at $299. So although we have reduced the overall cost of the service, we've not reduced the amount of the Facebook ads. And again, with Facebook ads being like 20 or 22 cents per click, $100 of budget is about 400 clicks every month. So we do look long term. You know, we know that earning your business and keeping you a satisfied client, I mean, that's how we've been able to keep our doors open for over 20 years. So we know that you'll be happy using that service. We do look forward to a long-term relationship. You know, as long as you keep the service, though, your rate will never go up. It is a reduced rate for younger companies, around 2 years or less, but it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. Even if we raise our prices for whatever reason down the road, your price will never go up. It's going to stay at that $299. And again, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So simple, straightforward pricing. We make it easy for you. And of course, the whole point is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business.
Okay. So I guess, as long as we do our part, then, you know, and being responsive, we'll always be on the first page, right?
That is exactly correct. You do have the detailed reporting and tracking system, 24/7 access to it once it is active, which it should be in the next few days. Reports do update in near real time, meaning that they update several times throughout the day, the most up-to-date information about that. A lot of our clients do love it. There's a lot that you can see and a lot that you can use that dashboard for, in addition to tracking the account. print out invoices for tax purposes, manage and monitor your reviews. Like I said, you can make changes to the website. We do know that some of our clients never even use it at all, you know. They just answer the phone, and if it's someone who's never called them, they say, hey, where'd you find me? How'd you hear about me? Oh, I found your website on the first page of Google when I typed this in. So they know that the service is working. But as long as you answer the phone, you're going to be very successful with the service. You'll always be on that first page. And like I said, we're looking forward to a long-term relationship here.
Okay. Beautiful. All right.
All right, Samuel. Real pleasure speaking with you again. Again, I apologize for not being able to reach back out to you late in the day yesterday, but I'm glad we got this set up today. We've got that client interview scheduled for 6 o'clock on Thursday.
Perfect. All right, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you too, Samuel. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.